Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police officer injured after his car flips several times.
Two.
Wichita police say robbery was the motive in the killing of restaurant owner Chuck Giles.
One.
Congress and the president strike a compromise on the budget and debt. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Another potential traffic hazard out there. Watch out. Eastbound Kellogg. This at West Street. And we have a white semi stalled out there. So a semi-truck stalled out. Eastbound Kellogg to West Street. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 58. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 84. Now a sunny sky, we have a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 65 degrees. 8:49, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program. South Korea fires warning shots, Russian-Chinese military planes entering the airspace there. That's the Glenn Beck program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. One-of-a-kind wedding gift for a couple who lost their son.
This is House Call for Health, a Texas couple getting a surprise wedding gift, meeting the recipient of their 11-year-old son's heart. Back in 2012, Travis Stuffelbean got a heart transplant from Monica and Dean's son, Colton. And as a wedding gift, Monica's sister decided to plan a surprise for the couple, arranging for Travis to not only meet the couple, but let them hear their son's heartbeat.
Because you're bringing the heart back home. Like, I mean, to me, this is just temporarily heart. Like, I'm just borrowing it. And to me, this is where it belongs.
I'm glad you're here.
With this wonderful and awesome family.
Travis had 5 previous heart transplants that didn't take, making Colton's heart the lucky number 6. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, while 95% of adults support organ donations, only 58% are signed up to be donors. One donor can save up to 8 lives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
With wedding season over and many young families seeking to put down roots in places of opportunity, the personal finance website WalletHub today released its report on 2019's best and worst places to raise a family. And this data set ranges from housing affordability to school system quality to share of families with young kids. Last on the list, number 182, Detroit, Michigan. How about that? Number 1 on the list, best city in the entire United States to raise a family is Overland Park, Kansas. Of course, the place where our own Bill Roy was raised.
Oh, Overland yeah. Park. Well, no kidding.
And the place where you and I were raised, Wichita, Kansas, comes in on the list of 182 cities at number 155.
Yeesh.
So how come we turned out so good, I wonder? All right,
that's
WalletHub and some of these surveys.
So we're closer to Detroit than OP?
Oh, yeah, much closer.
Well, I think that's that poll is stupid.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ted. It's 8:52 now with Steve and Ted. Wichita candidates for mayor going to talk about health issues. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Well, I think it's right on track.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah, Overland Park, being from Overland Park.
Well, sure. You mean you agree with it, so you think it's right, then, huh?
Well, sure, yeah. Overland Park, people coming out of there are really
just
cool.
Just a fabulous place, isn't it?
We continue with business news. With the August primary fast approaching, the number of mayoral candidate forums growing. 8 candidates have confirmed they will participate in a health forum organized by several health groups and the League of Women Voters. That forum begins 5:30 today at the venue 332 East 1st Street. Senator Jerry Moran able to convene a meeting of aerospace giants in Wichita Monday, including the administrator of NASA, leaders from Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and SpaceX. These players say Wichita has a role in future U.S. space exploration efforts, one key to the effort's success, a well-trained workforce. And United Airlines looking for some clarity from the Boeing company. United leaders want Boeing to decide if it's going to press forward with its new mid-market airplane. Some are calling it the 797. The jet would rival Airbus's A321 extra-long-range aircraft. United CFO Jerry Lottman says his company has some time before it has to make a decision, but it's looking for more information so it can eventually make a choice. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It's an interesting meeting. So it looks like Wichita could have a role as we kind of renew the space program, huh?
You bet. It takes a lot of people to do that, and we can train the workforce here so we can get those things done.
Okay, they come around here in a few years, and they say three guys to go to the moon. You think you and I and Ted ought to sign up and go up there?
Phew, I'm ready to go right now. Let's do it.
You are?
Sure.
Oh, man. Seriously.
Don't you want to go?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to go to the moon. Thank you very much.
I do want to pattern my life after Major Astro, though.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Well, yeah. Now, you didn't grow up. You grew up there in Overland Park, and, of course, you didn't have your own astronaut there in Kansas City.
We had Tory time with a puppet, so.
Oh, okay. Well, nice.
We had Major Astro, right? Everything is A-OK. All systems are go every afternoon. Go home.
Happy orbits, boys and girls.
Happy orbits. Happy orbits.
Of course, actually, Major Astro was actually a human being, a real person named Tom Leahy. We got to know.
He was a Wichita treasure.
We got to know and love Tom, especially there toward the end of his life. We got to know him somehow. I worked with him a little bit at Fox 24, and he and I at a Christmas party one time at Fox 24. We actually sang a duet in karaoke. Mm. So Major Astro and I, we were both a little
brush with fame, right?
Yeah, I tell you, the plum wine was flowing. And the major was A-OK, and all his systems were good.
I'm sure.
All systems go.
I sure love that guy. Tom Leahy, Major Astro. Today is Gorgeous Grandma Day. Of course, many women, maybe they don't have grandchildren, but they're at that stage in their life where they could be grandmas. I'll tell you what, let's celebrate Gorgeous Grandma Day. I'll tell you who the most gorgeous grandmother I know, St. Shelley.
I knew you were going to say that.
Gorgeous grandmother.
You're smart, you'd say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congress and the President to strike a budget deal. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS and our news. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 65 degrees.
While you're growing your business,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.